It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime. Time.
There's going to be a lot of days when you lay your guts on the line and you come away empty-handed. There ain't a damn thing you can do about it but go back and lay them on the line again and again and again.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over. And Enum, I believe, touchdown. Touchdown, Auburn. Well, that was sure second effort by Bo Jackson. He just got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knew what was coming. Alabama knew what was coming. Bo Jackson just on sure effort got it.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in.
Darnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy. Touchdown. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going running all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 40, stays on his feet, 35-30, 25-20. Peterson, the one man to beat at the 5. He is in! Touchdown, Auburn! Flash that smile, Cam.
Waits for the snap into place. There it is. The kick is up. The kick is good. Auburn wins. 22-19.
You'll keep fighting like you did today. You'll keep playing like that. You build a foundation that we can live a long, long time on it all.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Now, live from the Hope Farm in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, here's your host, Doug Holton.
Well, what can you say? Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. That usually means the Iron Bowl is on tap. The Hope Farm is closed for Thanksgiving, but they will be open this weekend, and the game will be on for those of you who want to come out and enjoy some great food and drinks during the telecast. It is a 2:30 CBS game, and you can catch all the pregame here on FM Talk 106.5 starting at 11:30 Saturday morning. Tonight on Tiger Talk Overtime, we'll visit with longtime Auburn football expert Bob Lockamy about the huge point spread in this one. The Tide installed as an early 23-point favorite. We'll look back at some of the games that were perhaps similar in some respects. We'll talk about the smoke factor with former All-SEC defensive back David King. Can Smoke Monday and the Tigers turn Bama over Saturday and turn the Tide in this one like they did against Tennessee and in last year's Iron Bowl? And also, Coach Rick Cleveland is here with us tonight. We'll enjoy his coaching perspective as we get you ready for Saturday. It is the 85th Iron Bowl. Auburn and Alabama will meet for the 73rd consecutive year since 1948 this weekend. Auburn trails the overall series by a 37-46 and one record. Auburn leads the Iron Bowl 17-10 when the game is played on campus and leads 7-5 in games played in Tuscaloosa. Before 1989, the series was primarily played in Birmingham at Legion Field. Alabama leads there 36-20-1. And in Montgomery, the series is tied at 2. Gus Malzahn, 3-4 in the Iron Bowl as the head coach. This is the 24th meeting between ranked teams in series history and the 7th such game since 2010. Ranked Auburn teams are 25-14 against Alabama all time, including 14-9 against ranked Crimson Tide teams. In Tuscaloosa, ranked Auburn teams are 4-2 all time, 1-2 when Alabama is also ranked. Auburn all-time has a 5-11 record when facing the number one ranked team in the AP poll. Gus Malzahn is 2-3 against the number one ranked teams as Auburn's head coach.
This rivalry is one of the things that make, you know, coaching here special. And the fact that they're on top of the world, they've been on top of the world, I guess, a while. And so it's as good as it gets. And, you know, we always look forward to it. I know our fans do, too. I know they do, too. And it's as good as it gets. And I think it's the best rivalry in college football.
It's time now for the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. Brought to you by Old Time Feed and Fairhope. Taking care of our friends never goes out of style.
As we mentioned earlier, Saturday, Smoke Monday turned the game with his INT pick six in the second half. And later, Bo Nix and the offense put it away with an 80-yard drive that sealed the victory over the Vols.
Sean Shivers in the ball game, getting more snaps tonight after the injury to Tank Bigsby. Shivers goes left, turns it upfield, gets to the line of scrimmage, and is absolutely tattooed on the play. Stove goes in motion, handoff up the middle. Shivers, and he just couldn't quite keep his balance. He had a running lane, was able to get a couple yards on the play. If he keeps his balance, though, Stan,
he's
got the first
running
down and more.
Easily. I mean, he's got, they gave him about six on the play, but if he just keeps his footing, he's got at least six or eight more, maybe more.
That's four receivers to the right. Nix to throw. Throws a slant complete to Seth Williams. That has been tough for Tennessee, that was Shed Jackson with the catch.
Yeah, that was a really good play by Shed Jackson. Really used more as a blocker, but it was a quick slant route. They overloaded with quad receivers over to the right. Weak side, you got a quick slant route, throw and catch, first down.
Stove in motion, handoff, DJ Williams off left guard, spins to the 35-yard line. He gets two on the play. Nix out of the shotgun. Three wide receivers to his right. Steps up into the pocket. Will run it. He got back to the line of scrimmage and got out to the 37-yard line and got a couple. Nix, an empty shotgun. Looks and he throws. It's incomplete. Auburn looking for a penalty, and there it is.
Yeah, that was a pretty easy one, too.
Hand off. No. Nix looks and he throws. Back shoulder throw intended for Seth Williams, who didn't come up with the catch. Nix to throw. Back across his body. Did Seth Williams make that catch at midfield? He did. Man, what a catch
that was
by Seth. Nix floats, throws, complete to Schwartz, spins inside the 40, gets to the 37. That's a Jacks first down for Auburn.
Three third down conversions on this drive, and they're running that clock.
Clock runs down, 8:24 to go. Nix throws it up the sideline. Has Williams open. He catches it in the goal line. He does not come down with the football, or was he out of bounds?
After further review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. The receiver did not maintain possession.
Whoa! Holy cow. Wow! Boy, oh boy. Nix turns, hands it. DJ Williams right up the middle, 25. He's to the 20, inside the 15-yard line. DJ Williams up the middle for the first down from the 13. DJ Williams again gets inside the 10, down to about the 9-yard line. Shanker now sets up outside the left tackle. Hand off DJ Williams, 5. He's in! Touchdown, Auburn! DJ Williams from 9 yards out.
And that one does not need to be reviewed.
Hi, friends. Cecil Christenberry here, proud sponsor of the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. I want to personally invite you to Old Time Feed here in Fairhope for all your feed and garden supply needs. We've been here now for 33 years serving you, and I want to thank you for that. So whether it's seed for your fall garden or an orchid for mom, stop on in and we'll take great care of you. That's Old Time Feed and Garden Supply in Fairhope.
All right, Cecil, thanks very much. And we are here on Tiger Talk Overtime talking about the Iron Bowl coming up Saturday. And Coach Rick Cleveland is in with us tonight. Coach, great to have you on board and ready to spend a little time talking about Alabama and Auburn.
Doug, it's always good to be in here, but it's great to talk about the Auburn Tigers. I can tell you that.
It really is. Big line for the ball game Saturday. A little surprising there.
No, really, it's not. Alabama has dominated everybody they've played. They're a consensus number one in everybody's mind. You listen to all the posters that it's a consensus. So, no, playing at home, 23 points. I think it'll go down, maybe a point or two, but it'll be a three touchdown plus you know, I think it'll be a 21-and-a-half game.
Yeah. All right, we'll be talking about that. And coming up next on the show, Bob Lockamy, the former sidekick for Paul Feinbaum and a good friend and Auburn expert, joining us here on Tiger Talk Overtime. So stay with us. We'll be talking more Iron Bowl when we come back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
And welcome back to the show, everyone. Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night as we get you ready for the Iron Bowl coming up this weekend at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. The Hope Farm closed on Thanksgiving. They're wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving. They will be open this weekend for the ball game if you want to venture out for some pregame activity. And, of course, the Iron Bowl will be on all the big screens there this weekend. Again, Coach Rick Cleveland is with us talking Auburn football this week. And, Coach, great to have you with us.
Doug, it's great to be here, and I'm going to tell you, I'm excited about this football game for a lot of different reasons. I always like to play Alabama when they're sitting on top of the perch, and
yeah.
It's just a good time, and I think our team has kind of reached a pinnacle where we're getting better and better each week, and I know this guy we're about to talk to can tell us a lot about that.
Yeah, that was a great segue right there. I want to bring in now on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line, a great friend of ours, a guy that we've talked to before on the show, an Auburn aficionado, and the former sidekick of Paul Feinbaum, and an old friend, and Bob Lockamy joining us from Birmingham. Bob, great to have you on with us on Tiger Talk Overtime. I know you're excited about Saturday.
Absolutely, Doug, and it's great to hear Coach Cleveland, and I tell you what, this is the week I cherish all year, and that's Thanksgiving and the Iron Bowl. To me, it just can't get much better.
It is great for a sports fan, and Coach Cleveland just mentioned Auburn playing the underdog role. Bob, you and I were talking about that earlier in the week, and the Tigers are 23-plus point underdog in this ball game, and that's a lot of points for Saturday.
Doug, it is, and when I heard the point spread or the underdog, the favorite and all, and the numbers, and I thought, goodness gracious, and I immediately tried to reflect back to a game, an Iron Bowl, that I thought could relate to this game, and I went back to 2002, the game in Tuscaloosa again, a similar situation. Ronnie Brown and Carnell Williams were out. Carnell had a broken leg. Ronnie had a twisted ankle. And Alabama came in ranked ninth in the country. Auburn with a 7-3 record at that point. And how were you going to handle that? Well, and Alabama was a 10-plus point favorite. And I think point spreads back then weren't quite what they are now. And I think that point spread back then would have been pretty much similar to this. So how did Auburn do this? How did Auburn come out 17-7 victor? And you know, there's some interesting characteristics to that game that I think compare to this 2020 Iron Bowl.
Yes, we were talking about a little guy named Trey Smith, I think, who came into that ball game. As you mentioned, Cadillac was hurt. I think he got hurt down at Florida that year and broke his ankle, never was really quite the same, and Ronnie Brown. But Trey Smith comes in and does the job for the Tigers, and they come out with a victory that day.
They did, Doug, and let's draw some other comparisons. It was a cold, rainy Saturday afternoon and really a drab day, and the weather's not going to be very good, I don't think, Saturday. I think 50-60% chance of rain in the low 60s at kickoff. But here, you know, it's amazing. Trey Smith came as a freshman, rushed for over 126 yards. Jason Campbell, two touchdown passes to Big Robert Johnson. And Carlos Dansby, Reggie Torbore, those guys handled the defense. But I want to draw another parallel to this year. I think number 89 for Auburn, J.J. Pegues, and I have felt this all along, that Coach Malzahn and Coach Morris are bringing him along right to the point. And guys, I would love to see him pick up where Philip Lutzenkirchen left off. That was in the end zone in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, maybe we'll see some trickery from the Tigers in that regard coming up this weekend. I wanted to see him last weekend against Tennessee when he fielded the kickoff. I wanted to see him run that ball, but he fair caught it.
Yeah, I know Coach Cleveland watching that game too. I'm wanting to see the geese cut loose, and I saw him on a flare pass about three or four games before, and Coach Malzahn, Coach Morris have not run that play again, and that's a great play for a big tight end, and I just believe that this is going to be something. And go back to 2002. Bobby Petrino was the offensive coordinator. Gene Chizik, first year's defensive coordinator. And right now, Chad Morris and Kevin Steele have got those coordinator positions really in good shape. Taking a little bit of time for Coach Morris to get it really in order, but he's got it there now. And I like what Coach Cleveland said. This team is trending and trending up.
You know, Bob, one of the things, and I want to mention J.J. Pegues out of Oxford, Mississippi. I did the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game last year, and the Mississippi coaches, and they found a way to get him the football in as many different ways as they could. And they played him at fullback in this game, and then they put him at tailback late in the game when they were trying to win the game, and there was nobody that could tackle him. And I like what they've done at Auburn. I like what Chad's done by putting him in the H-back role, because two things. First of all, he can catch the ball well, and second of all, I'm going to tell you, he's a dominating blocker. And as time goes on, we're going to see how really good he is as a blocker. I think that's going to present some problems. I don't know if Pete Golden is experienced enough to come up against some of the things I think Chad's going to throw at him this weekend.
Coach, I think that's a great point. I think that's a great point, and I think that I picked up on what you said early about Auburn trending, getting better and better and getting the pieces of this puzzle put together. I just don't think, you know, I was stunned to hear a three-touchdown-plus underdog, and I think that's a great role, and I think Coach Malzahn and the team and the coaching staff, they can take that to their advantage.
Well, I final thing I'm going to say about that is I think the 21-day layoff, the biggest advantage that we got from that was Bo Nix's mental aptitude. And by that, I mean, I think Pat had a lot to do with that. I think he and his daddy had some long conversations. I think he and Chad Morris spent a lot of quality time together. And I think we saw that against Tennessee because it seemed like night and day, experience-wise, footwork-wise, shoulder-wise, everything fundamental with Bo was so much better after that 21-day layoff than it was when we took off.
Coach, I think that's great perspective, and most people don't realize, and Coach, I'm sure you and Doug, Bo Nix is the youngest starting quarterback in the Southeastern Conference.
That's right, Bob, and we talked about the quarterbacks earlier as well. Of course, Mac Jones having a great year, and you had some thoughts on the Heisman race this year. I know we talked about Bo Nix and Mac Jones and all the guys that are involved there.
You know, Doug, I chuckle with Doug sometimes, Coach, that I'm his senior representative. Okay? Like I'm kind of like the senior tour. I'm going to go back to the 1970 Iron Bowl when Pat Sullivan was a junior. And Pat catapulted himself into the Heisman race by the great Iron Bowl wins in 69 and 70, and then won the Heisman. Of course, was not victorious in the Iron Bowl that year. Johnny Musso shined, but Pat went on to finish off with a victory over, I can't recall who in the bowl game, but the point being, the two wins in 69 and 70 catapulted him. I think Mac Jones is up there in the race. I think he's up in the race. Whether he can do it this year or next year, maybe, but I want to throw an out-of-the-box thought. Coach Malzahn said when Bo Nix was announced as his starter 2 years ago, he said, we're going to win a national championship with Bo Nix. Guys, I don't think we can discount that. Bo Nix is coming along, as Coach Cleveland just spoke about, and I think a year from now, 2 years from now, he might be on that list.
Yep, absolutely. We'll keep tabs on that, of course. And, Bob, always great to visit about the Iron Bowl, and hope you enjoy the game coming up this Saturday, and hopefully a big Auburn win, even though they're the 23-point underdog.
Well, Doug, and Coach Cleveland, you know it very well. It's an opportunity. It's a great opportunity, a tremendous challenge, and that's what this game's all about.
All right, Bob.
Bob, it's good to hear your voice, pal. War Eagle.
War Eagle, Coach. Take care. Best to you.
Same to you, pal.
All right, Bob. Thanks very much. Bob Lockamy from Birmingham joining us on Tiger Talk Overtime. When we come back, we'll visit with former All-SEC defensive back David King and talk about the smoke factor. Will it be a factor Saturday? Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
And welcome back. Again, everyone, Tiger Talk Overtime, getting you ready for Alabama and Auburn in the Iron Bowl coming up Saturday. We remind you again, the Hope Farm closed for Thanksgiving. They will be open Saturday for the ball game, so come on out and enjoy the big screen broadcast. Doug Holton along with Coach Rick Cleveland here as we get you ready for the game, and joining us now on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line, an old friend, David King, the former All-SEC cornerback for the Tigers, former Fairhope Pirate. David, once again, welcome into the show. Great to have you.
Well, thank you for having me, Doug. And also great talking to Coach Cleveland as well.
Well, it's always good to hear from a former Fairhope Pirate, even though I had to coach against you. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you were some kind of high school football player, and I know it.
Well, I appreciate that, Coach.
Talking to Coach Dye many times about you, young man, it was you're a treasure for Fairhope High School as well as for Auburn University, and we're mighty proud of you here in Baldwin County. I mean that.
All right, David, a big game last week for the Auburn Tigers, the Tennessee Volunteers. We want to play a little snippet from the game that was pretty important in the second half of play. The Tigers were up by 3, I think. Tennessee was threatening, and all of a sudden, this happened out of the blue.
From the right hash, right side of the field to the left. Garantano from the shotgun. Play action. With time. Throws it to the end zone, and it's picked off by Smoke Monday. Down the sideline, Monday. Stays on his feet. He may go the distance. He's to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Auburn! 100 yards, Smoke Monday!
So we'd like to see a little bit of that on Saturday, David, from a defensive back. I know you enjoyed watching that one.
Absolutely. I was so excited. I was actually here at work looking at the game, and I don't think I went back to doing anything when I got back to work from the I was so excited.
Yeah.
But we need those types of plays against Bama. We need the defense to score, and we can actually do it. Now, it makes me nervous when the guys are playing man-to-man because, again, I still feel they need a little bit more technique training. But when we're in a zone man or a zone, we do a great job, much like we just saw with Smoke Monday.
Right. I thought Roger McCreary played pretty well against Tennessee. Pritchett had a couple of issues, and Christian Tutt, when he gets one-on-one, David, sometimes Tennessee had a guy that was 5 or 7 yards in the clear.
That is correct. And, Doug, you know, you see how tall I am. And at the time, I weighed, 160-some pounds, probably less than 160.
You were wet then, right?
What's that?
I said you were wet then, right?
And it was technique that kept me in the game. I was the other day talking about Weegee Thompson, which is guy from Florida, 6'6", receiver, played down in Florida, played with the Pittsburgh Steelers as well, who ran a 4.5 40, and Coach Dye asked me how I was able to defend him. I told him it was all the technique of Coach Bobby Wallace taught us. So that's why I would love to see if anybody can spend more time with these guys just working on their one-on-one technique in defending against somebody as talent, because the talent is going to be on point this Saturday. So,
you know, and that's something, David, I think is going to be a real key is everybody knows how talented those wide receivers are at Alabama, and then the tight end, you throw him in, that's going to put a whole lot of pressure on Papu and McLean and really Derek Hall. I'm concerned about that part of it, really, as much as anything, us being able to cover those receivers.
That is correct. And Coach, I want to say we got to get a better rush by the defensive line, because our success back in our day as defensive backs came from the fact we had those defensive linemen rushing like Donnie Humphrey from Huntsville.
I remember that name.
Right. Those guys made it easier. Doug Smith and Dow Altman made it easier for us. So we got to get that rush. But, Coach, like you said, even though without the rush, we still, as defensive backs and linebackers, got to cover those guys. And if we're not practicing, again, on our technique and how to cover those guys, I say Bama's going to throw that ball like Georgia did against Kentucky the other day.
Well, you mentioned the name, too, Bobby Wallace. And what I'm going to tell you something. Of course, he had a great run at North Alabama. But what a great secondary coach he was, David. And you could see in his players. Johnny Simmons told me one time, he said, Rick, I'm not so sure Bobby Wallace couldn't coach at any level of football coaching in the secondary. And when Johnny Simmons and Dave Beck and those people say that, you know that that's a pretty high compliment.
That is correct. Doug and I yesterday was talking about mental conditioning, and Coach Wallace got us ready. It actually started with Coach Dean at Fairhope, but it started it concluded with Coach Bobby Wallace and getting us prepared, because he saw that we weren't big guys, but we had talent. But he knew one thing that we had to prepare was our mental conditioning, going against people twice our size. Somebody could run faster. So that's what I really appreciate about Coach Wallace. I hope that the spirit of Coach Wallace can land on Auburn, Auburn secondary, so that we can play well Saturday. Because I just told my wife yesterday, baby, I am very concerned about our secondary.
Yeah. Well, David, always great to talk with you before the Iron Bowl. We got a little bit of a break here, but enjoy the ball game Saturday, War Eagle, and we hope to see you very soon right back here.
Okay, thank you, Doug, and thank you, Coach Cleveland. Nice talking to you.
Good to hear from you, David.
David King, one of the great Fairhope Pirates, played quarterback at Fairhope back in his day and switched to defensive back at Auburn. As we were talking, Rick, during the break, I had a chance to have David on my show at Weagle when we were both at Auburn at the same time. So anyway, a great guy, and hopefully the defensive backs will play an outstanding game against the Crimson Tide coming up this Saturday. We'll be back to talk more about the Iron Bowl and visit with Coach Brent Bedsel, another frequent visitor on the show, former coach and player for the Auburn Tigers. All of that and more coming your way in just a minute. Stay with us here on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Hope Farm in Fairhope and Doug Holton.
All right, welcome back again, everyone. And a reminder, the Hope Farm is closed on Thanksgiving, but they will be open this weekend for the ball game. Come on out and enjoy the game on the big screen and some great food and drink as well. We're chatting about the Iron Bowl, of course, 2:30 on CBS this weekend. You can hear it right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 11:30 in the morning with the pregame. Right now, I want to bring in a regular guest on the show and a former Auburn Tiger player and coach. I had a chance to talk to Coach Brent Bedsel earlier today about the Iron Bowl coming up and get his thoughts.
Well, Brent, you've been around so many of these football games, Alabama and Auburn Iron Bowls, heading to Tuscaloosa on Saturday, a big underdog. Your thoughts heading into this game this weekend?
Well, Doug, I think Auburn's coming in with a lot of confidence after Saturday's game against Tennessee and the way that they played that game. And I thought they fought. I thought they didn't quit. And that never quit attitude paid off for them this week, I think, and is the reason why they got the victory. Going to Tuscaloosa, been there many times. That stadium is it's a great place, great venue to play. And Auburn-Alabama games in Tuscaloosa are something for people to experience. Because being on the other side when you don't have 50-50 tickets makes a lot of difference. And when you're going in as the underdog, it makes a lot of difference. I've gone in there as a coach and player, as an underdog and the team favored to win. So this Saturday is going to be an underdog Saturday for us, which is when we play our best, I think. I think Auburn plays their best when they're down. We're back in the corner, and we're going to fight our way out of it.
And speaking of the stadium, I thought this about the Georgia game earlier in the year, but it won't be a full house in Tuscaloosa. It didn't turn out our way in Athens, but maybe it'll help this weekend in Tuscaloosa.
Well, and that's a good point. This year's kind of different. I mean, we know that it's going to be a limited capacity. And the crowd may not be as much, obviously won't be as much of a factor as it would be if it was full. But there's something about going to somebody else's house, somebody else's stadium, playing there and then coming out of there with a victory that kind of makes you play a little bit harder as a visiting team. That's why you see a lot of these visiting teams that go in and upset or play hard against people at their home stadium. You know, even teams that you should be. App State, the very first game of the Terry Bowden era when I was a GA with Terry, App State at halftime, I mean, they were leading us. It was 15-12. We ended up winning the game, I think 19-15 or something like that. But they played hard that day because they wanted to come in and prove who they were. And I think a lot of that's going to happen this Saturday. I think Auburn's going to prove or try to prove that, hey, I don't care if you're number one in the country and we're number 22 in the country. We're going to come out and we're going to play hard. And Auburn can beat Alabama. There's no doubt about it. We've done it so many times as the underdog. I think this Saturday would be a great time to do it again.
Yeah. And watching the Alabama-Kentucky game a little bit on the replay, I got that same feeling. But you talked about the Auburn team this year. A pretty good LSU game, pretty good second half against Tennessee. Just talk about their progress and their maturation this year, how far they've come, and some of the areas that they've improved in and some of the things that they still need to work on.
Well, the O-line obviously has improved a lot. I think Coach Bicknell is a great offensive line coach. I've seen him work at other places and other schools and from afar. Never worked with the guy, but I've seen his work from afar. Very well-respected offensive line coach in college football. I think that offensive line has matured every week and gotten better every week. We lost Brandon Council, who was a guy that could play all five spots. And the next thing you know, he goes out and they actually play better. And so I feel like that's the place where we've improved the most. Running back this week with Bigsby being out, I think it's going to be a Shivers and DJ Williams combination again. And you know, you and I were talking a little bit about it being necessity sometimes brings success. And I think that's what you saw Saturday. When you know it's your job and that guy ain't coming back in off the sideline and you got to get it done, there's something about that that makes you do it and pull deep from within yourself. And that's what I think you're going to see in Shivers and DJ Williams. And then where we got to get better, I think our D-line has got to get better. And not from a standpoint of we're used to having such a dominant D-line, all right? And coaching has not changed. It's just the fact that we don't have those bodies there anymore.
And watching Tennessee run the football against us, exactly what you said, that's got to worry you a little bit when you see Alabama come in with their five-star offensive line and Najee Harris and all the weapons that they have. Mac has certainly had a great year at quarterback.
Yeah, Mac has surprised me. Mac Jones has been a surprise to me because I thought, you know what, he's kind of a game manager type, which Alabama's always had, but he's a little bit more than that. He's a little bit more than a game manager. And that offensive line and Najee Harris and then Brian Robinson, we played against Brian Robinson a few years ago from Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa, not near as dynamic as Najee, but a good running back in himself. That's Najee Harris and then Devontae Smith. I mean, what do you say about that kid? He's already broke the touchdown record for Alabama. I don't know if that's a season or something, but I saw he broke the record this past Saturday. They just got so many weapons. Even though they've lost, you know, Jaylen Waddle, they still have a lot of weapons out there. And we've just got to exploit them in different ways that we can with our weapons, because we got weapons too.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Auburn's weapons, last Saturday, the big play of the game, Smoke Monday, picks off the pass, takes it 100 yards for the touchdown, and really turns the Tennessee game around. And he did that last year against Alabama. we're going to have to do some of that Saturday, I would think, to pull out the victory in Tuscaloosa.
There's no doubt the defense is going to be a big part of what happens Saturday. If we win the game, it won't be because we outscored them. It's because the defense stopped them. And I think that Smoke Monday, has come up big for Auburn. You know, we need to get guys, though, like Cat, you know, Big Cat. He's got to come on. He's got to be a guy that comes in there this Saturday and makes his statement that he hadn't made, really, to me, since he's been at Auburn. He's made spot plays here and there and showed that he can be good, but he needs to be more consistent. But I look for us to play hard. I look for us to play well. And as an Auburn Tiger, I look for us to win on Saturday.
All right, back on the show, Coach Brent Betzel, frequent guest on our show, Tiger Talk Overtime, and back with Coach Rick Cleveland to wrap things up. Coach, you heard what Brent Betzel said. He thinks might be a Tiger win this weekend. It's a big line. I know you have some opinions you'd like to share.
And I love Brent Betzel. I do. It's a tall mountain to climb, Doug. You're playing the best team in the country. Boy, I don't think there's any doubt about that. From all the pundits, you look at Alabama and you look at where they're strong and they're strong up front. I think we've got a great offensive line that Nick Brohm and those guys have gotten better and better and better each week. The weakness I see in Alabama is their secondary. And I think if we can get Anthony Schwartz in a one-on-one coverage, I don't think there's anybody in America that can cover him. But I just think Alabama's just so strong offensively. I don't know if we can score enough points to beat Alabama.
Yeah.
That's the problem that I see, Doug. And Bo's gotten better. I thought the Tennessee game, the 21-day layoff, like we talked about with Bob Lockamy, I think that was a huge asset to Bo. But I just still don't think that we are going to be able to score enough points against that Alabama defense to keep up with the Alabama offense.
Yeah, and you mentioned Flash and the deep ball they had against LSU, they had against Tennessee. I would think that Alabama's not going to let him get deep, if at all possible. But that might open up some opportunities underneath for the other receivers.
Well, and that's one thing that Coach Saban has done since day one. He comes from the Bill Belichick school of defense, obviously. They're going to take away the most dangerous thing that you do, and I think Flash is by far the most dangerous thing that we have. Seth Williams has made some unbelievable catches. I just think that if we can get those two involved at the same time, we have a chance. But I don't.
One of the things I see, Coach, and I want to ask you about in the big games. Some of the big games, LSU and Tennessee aren't playing great football.
Yep.
But when Auburn gets in a big game, I see Seth Williams and Flash and some of the Auburn receivers maybe not stepping up and being as tough as they could be. Seth won't catch that fade pattern, and maybe Flash doesn't like to run across the middle.
Well, and I don't think there's any doubt that Schwartz has had a problem running across the middle. Yeah. Most of the things that he's done successfully have been vertical. And, we've got to be able to catch the ball in a crowd coming across the middle. Now, this freshman that Bob Lockamy was talking about has no fear. I can tell you he has no fear. He really didn't have any reason to have any fear. I mean, he's 6'2", 300 pound, and he's a freshman. And, maybe we can do some things going underneath with him. It's going to be tough.
One of the things that Auburn has to do, I think, Saturday, they can't start off like they did against Tennessee.
No.
Albeit they had 21 days off before that ball game. They've got to get off to a good start and maybe get a quick lead on Alabama Saturday.
And that's something that nobody else has really been able to do. Alabama has been so efficient on their opening drive, and Mac Jones has been so consistent on that opening drive. I think just about every game that they've played, they've scored on their opening drive. And I'm not, I'd need to have Mark Laster in here to tell me if that was the case. But they are really, really good coming out of the blocks. And if we can stop them on that initial drive, I think that gives us a lot of momentum.
Yeah. I noticed watching that Kentucky game, Kentucky ran the same play, the first play of the first half and the first play of the second half, and they both went for about 15 yards, which really surprised me.
Well, and that's something that you get. Mark Stoops and those guys have done a really good job up there at Kentucky. And
Eddie Grand.
Eddie Grand has really done a great job, and that's an old Auburn boy. Mm-hmm. To me, he's always going to be an Auburn boy. But there's a thing that always permeates Alabama's defensive plan is that there's always a gap that seems like you're able to run in because of the scheme that they're running in a particular game. And in that game, that B gap was something that was wide open. You know, I just hope that we can get Alec Jackson and Manning and Brahms and Jones and Ham to find a gap. If we can get some kind of running game going, if we can make 4 and 5 yards on first down, it sure help us a whole lot. That's something that Alabama doesn't allow too many people to do.
Yeah, and we need to get Jackson and Ham and Tank into the ball game Saturday. That would help too. Hopefully they'll be healthy for the game in Tuscaloosa. All right, Coach, tell me what you think about Saturday. Your opinion, what will happen in Tuscaloosa, and how do you pick it?
Well, I'm afraid that we're going to come out of the gates and get down. And if we can keep from being down more than 3 scores, we got a chance to come back in the second half. But Alabama is so good in the first half, and the Shark does such a good job offensively. Steve Sarkisian is as good an offensive football mind as there is in college football, bar none. I you know, from the things that I know and the people that I've talked to, they are so good in the first half. I just hope the lead is not too large for us to overcome in the second half, and that's my worry.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach. Well, listen, we appreciate you being with us on Tiger Talk Overtime tonight. It's a pleasure having you with us and getting your insights on the game.
Well, it's a joy to be here with you, Doug. I always like to talk about the Auburn Tigers.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens on Saturday in Tuscaloosa, 2:30 Central Time on CBS. And, of course, you can catch the game right here on FM Talk 106.5 if you want to mix your television and radio, and of course enjoy the pregame activities as well. 11:30 Saturday morning right here. Hope you enjoy the ball game, everybody, and don't forget about the Hope Farm Saturday. They'll have lots of food and drink in the game on the big screen. Enjoy it there. Enjoy the ball game. We'll see you next time right here on Tiger Talk Overtime as we recap the Alabama game and get you ready for Texas A&M. We'll see you next time.